Here is the commentary for the chapter 12 assignment. It is very similar to chapter 11. There are several questions that are hint, 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 very much like the worksheet problems that are on the web with the answer keys in the commentary. So just do thou likewise. And remembering that we'd like to see at least two or three digits of accuracy. Don't round up to 3%. You know, it's 2.87% or 8.79%. So make sure you do that. The last two problems ask you to do some research. Now, I use finance.yahoo.com, the finance web page of Yahoo. It is getting worse. They keep destroying Yahoo, and they're pretty much almost done, and the finance page being one of the last places to destroy. So if you have trouble with it, my apologies, because depending on which machine I go on to, they either do the new one, which is horrible, or the old one, which is not very good, because it was an older one that was actually very good, but that's gone. So on the website will be a couple of presentations that show you how to use Yahoo, finance.yahoo.com. Plus, I'll put one up there for MarketWatch or Bloomberg. And there are dozens of websites, financial websites, for you to play with. So take one of the companies that we use for our calculations and do a little research and ask yourself, would you invest with this company? The last problem, I'll ask you to step into the role of a portfolio manager, of a mutual fund manager or an investment manager. And you're going to do some research on a couple of companies. Now, I chose FedEx and UPS. Why? Because they're a duopoly, it's often called. There are two major players. There are a few others, DHL, and people think that Amazon's going to get into the act because they're doing their own thing, and that usually means that they'll open it up to other people, too. So, but still, these are the two big players in the transportation industry. So whenever we study one company, we really need to look at their competitors. If you want to do, for example, Visa and MasterCard or Home Depot and Lowe's or any company that you're interested, make sure you also look at their competitors. Why? Because good money managers, good investment managers, investors always know that they have to look at the company's competitors. And they'll often look at the suppliers, they'll look at the customers, they'll do whatever they can to get as much information about the company that they're thinking of investing in before they do invest. Cool? Okay, so we hope you have fun with this. And if you enjoy this, if it piques your interest and you say, oh, that's interesting, I never knew about this company, because they don't do it anymore, but they used to show you a list of their competitors. They don't do that anymore, which is really sad, but that was really cool because that's such important. If this piques your interest and you get excited about that, that's a good sign that there's a future for you in the industry. Think about it. Did I mention that the salaries are higher than the national averages? I think I did. And here at Southwestern, we offer certificates, which will get you in the door. We have internships. We offer associate's degrees, and you won't leave Southwestern with $120,000 worth of student loan debt. So have fun, enjoy it, and we hope to see you in Business 123, Introduction to Investments, where we spend the entire semester doing these kind of assignments and researching and researching and researching and deciding, yeah, I think I'd like to invest in Nike. Who's Nike's main competitor? It turns out it's Adidas, and they're based in Germany, so that's a little harder to invest in. But it is not impossible. So enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. It's certainly, I'm not biased or anything, but this is what I do for fun, folks. I must admit I'm a nerd, investment nerd, and I love researching companies. And because, as we saw in this chapter, can stocks make us very wealthy over the long term? The answer is yes. Unless the world ends, in which case all bets are off. See ya.